So what's the latest buzz in the news world? We've got you covered. Next.
Daily Talk with Stanford King starts now.
The Daily Talk Show with Stanford King continues in a moment, right after this message from our sponsor. Hey everybody, it's Stanford King and welcome to this special edition, What's in Buzz, of the Daily Talk Show. And so I know y'all are probably wondering, okay, well, I thought we were going to get a guest on the show, you know, because you say you let an angel guest on the show. Unfortunately, the guest that was supposed to be on our show could not be on the show. I had kept trying to get in contact with the guest, and they weren't picking up. So instead, we're just going to have an episode where we tell you about the latest buzz. Latest buzz just in breaking: Georgia State Patrol trooper charged with murder after shooting a black man. Now, this isn't the first time we saw stuff like this, but certainly won't be a last. A Georgia State Patrol trooper has been arrested and charged with a felony murder after fatally shooting a black man during an attempted traffic stop. Jacob Gordon Thompson, 27, was arrested on Friday in connection with the fatal officer-involved shooting in Screven County that occurred on August 7th, the Georgia Bureau of Investigation, or GBI, said in a release. Thompson attempted to stop Julian Edward Roosevelt Lewis, 60, for traffic-related offense. When he refused to stop, Thompson gave a brief chase, but before using a precision intervention technique, sending the car to a stop in a ditch, according to the GBI. Thompson then fired one shot, striking Lewis in the face. He was pronounced dead on scene. An autopsy is being conducted at the GBI crime lab, according to the release. Now, we know that this isn't the first time we've heard stories about shootings and whatnot. This is not the first, it certainly won't be the last time that we're going to hear something about a shooting or someone being fatally shot. But stories like these are blowing up, really. Thompson will be booked in the Screen County Jail, the GBI release said. He has been charged with felony murder and aggravated assault and was terminated from the Department of Public Safety. CNN has not been able to determine if Thompson has an attorney. FBI Atlanta Public Affairs Specialist Kevin Rosen told CNN in an emailed statement Saturday that they are in contact with local and state authorities. Quote, the FBI is aware of Screven County matter, and we have been in contact with local and state authorities. The FBI is always prepared to investigate whenever information comes to a light of potential federal violation, Wilson said. End quote. Francis Johnson, the attorney representing the Lewis family, issued a statement Friday. Quote, the unprecedented pace of the investigation is a direct result of years of activism on these issues, along with a sea change in law enforcement leadership at the top of the GBI. Coming up next, what's the final outcome of this story? That's up next.
Hey there, thanks for listening. Before we get back into the podcast, here's a message from the CDC. The best way to prevent illness is to avoid being exposed to this virus. Learn more how COVID-19 spreads and practice these actions to help prevent the spread of this illness. To help prevent the spread of coronavirus, everyone should clean your hands often, either with soap and water for 20 seconds or hand sanitizer that contains at least 60% alcohol. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Put distance between yourself and other people, at least 6 feet. Cover your mouth and nose with mask when around others. Cover your cough or sneeze with a tissue, then throw the tissue in the trash. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects and surfaces daily. The CDC recommends that people wear masks in public settings when around people outside of their household, especially when other social distancing measures are difficult to maintain. Masks may help people who have COVID-19 from spreading the virus to others. Learn more on cdc.gov.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Daily Talk with Stanford King, and we are looking into a story that has shaken up the place. Georgia State Patrol trooper charged with murder after shooting a black man. This isn't the only story that's going to be shaken up everywhere. Certainly won't be the last. The GBI and now the FBI, who have launched a separate civil rights investigation, have done what is right at this stage. I rarely say that. Georgia's NAACP chapter declared a state of emergency in Georgia, quote, with respect to never-ending acts of police violence that regularly and consistently put our communities in danger, end quote, according to a news release. The NAACP on Tuesday had called for criminal charges to be filed against Thompson and a civil rights investigation by the United States Department of Justice. Quote, I want justice for Julian. He was too good to die as he did. This is one step towards justice, end quote. Lewis's widow, Betty Lewis, said in a statement released by Johnson. Up next, more news. Stay tuned.
Hey there, thanks for listening. Before we get back into the podcast, here's a message from the CDC. The best way to prevent illness is to avoid being exposed to this virus. Learn more how COVID-19 spreads and practice these actions to help prevent the spread of this illness. To help prevent the spread of coronavirus, everyone should clean your hands often, either with soap and water for 20 seconds or hand sanitizer that contains at least 60% alcohol. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Put distance between yourself and other people, at least 6 feet. Cover your mouth and nose with mask when around others. Cover your cough or sneeze with a tissue, then throw the tissue in the trash. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects and surfaces daily. The CDC recommends that people wear masks in public settings when around people outside of their household, especially when other social distancing measures are difficult to maintain. Masks may help people who have COVID-19 from spreading the virus to others. Learn more on cdc.gov.
Hey everybody, welcome back to this special edition of Daily Talk with Stanford King. Some students already started classes. Here's what we have learned so far about America's schools in the pandemic. Now, I've been talking lately to people about this, been reaching out to people saying, hey, what do you think about this? And the response that I get is always, they're rushing it. And they are. School, honestly, yes, you need an education. I mean, if you don't want an education, that's you. But you have to think, what's more important, that student's life or that education? And then what happens when that student dies, Lord forbid? What happens? That parent is going to be furious. And it's awful. Desks are spaced 6 feet apart. Temperature checks are routine. And students lunch together in small groups. This overhaul of the traditional school day has become reality in the last 2 weeks, and schools in Georgia, Mississippi, Tennessee, and Indiana opened their doors for the first time since the coronavirus pandemic abruptly shuttered classrooms across the U.S., all while the virus remains largely uncontrolled. Here's what we've learned from the schools that have already reopened, and most U.S. schools prepare for their own first day of classes. Number one. More students and teachers are testing positive for COVID-19. Over the last 4 weeks, there have been a 90% increase in the number of COVID-19 cases among children in the United States, according to recent analysis by the American Academy of Pediatrics and the Children's Hospital Association. Several clusters of coronavirus cases emerged in Florida, Georgia, and Mississippi schools within days of starting classes. While most of the nation's largest school systems are planning to start the school year completely online, some educators welcome students back to the campus full-time or at least part-time. North Paulding Schools in Dallas, Georgia, attracted national attention after a student posted a photo on Twitter showing a crowded school hallway with a few visible face masks. Quote, "We could have just delayed opening like many other schools," end quote, the student, Hannah Walters, told CNN last week. Quote, "They kind of sent us to school and used us as guinea pigs to see what would happen later on," end quote. The high school closed for cleaning after 6 students and 3 other staff members tested positive for COVID-19 as of Wednesday. At least 35 cases have been reported. School districts in several states, including Alabama, Georgia, Indiana, Mississippi, and Oklahoma, directed students, teachers, and staff members to quarantine. Following reports of at least 230 cases of COVID-19 linked to the institutions, according to a CNN tally. Dr. Thomas Dubs, Mississippi Health Director, said earlier this week that at least 22 schools in the state reported COVID-19 cases among students and staff. Number 2, some schools were forced to suddenly change plans. Fears of coronavirus infection among tens and thousands of students and teachers in multiple states is pushing officials to switch for a full or partial schedule of online classes. Students at the North Paulding High School will be alternating days on the campus starting Monday. Students attending classes on campus for a week before going into full virtual learning this week. Despite the change, school officials say they intend to return full person-to-person instruction as soon as possible. 2 other high schools in Georgia, Woodstock High School and Etowah High School, temporarily moved to remote classes after 14 cases of COVID-19 were confirmed in each school, and 15 people were awaiting test results, according to the Cherokee County School District. More than 1,100 students, teachers, and staff members at more than a dozen Cherokee County public schools have been placed in 2-week quarantine, the school district said. Quote, "We are not hesitating to quarantine students and staff who have had possible exposure, even if the positive test was prompted by possible exposure rather than symptoms, as all possible cases can lead to the infection of others," end quote. Superintendent of Schools Dr. Brian B. Hightower said in a letter to parents on Tuesday. The other schools are being asked to social distance and use masks. Quote, "As your superintendent, I want a mask whenever I cannot social distance. We know all parents do not believe in the scientific research that indicates masks are beneficial. But I believe and see masks are an important measure to help schools keep open," Hightower said. And 3, other schools are pushing the start of school again. Deciding when and how to open schools have been a daunting task, and some officials have opened to delay the start of the school year. On Wednesday, Rhode Island Governor Gina Raimondo announced that she's delaying the scheduled start of school year 2 more weeks until September 14th, because educators need more time to prepare for in-person classes. Schools haven't finalized their social distancing guidelines for buses and classrooms, and they haven't acquired enough personal protective equipment, or PPE, Raimondo said the situation in Georgia schools, including photos posted online that show students are not wearing masks, was a cautionary tale for her. Quote, "That's not Rhode Island. We are a much better place in Rhode Island," end quote, she said during a coronavirus briefing on Wednesday. Quote, "I see those pictures and that is a cautionary tale. That is what we won't do. We are not going to open schools until they're safe," end quote. Rhode Island school opening delays are not an exception. At least 27 of the largest school districts in the country decided to delay their first week of classes, according to a CNN analysis. The delays in small and large districts have been promoted by the lack of preparedness and the ongoing impact of the virus on what other schools are expecting, school officials said. Kentucky Governor Andy Beecher is asking schools to wait until late September to begin in-person classes. Beecher says he took the decision after seeing an increase of coronavirus cases, families traveling to hotspot states for vacation, and seeing reports of Georgia and Tennessee students being asked to quarantine within starting days of school. Quote, "What we do know is that children have a harder time social distancing, and we can't put a whole bunch of them in a classroom with a teacher right now," end quote, Beecher said in a briefing earlier this week. Quote, "Other states have tried to open this new school year and are having to close. We don't want to start and then stop. That would be much more difficult on our children," end quote. Coming up, what else are school officials doing to keep our students safe? That's up next. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the podcast. Our next topic, 3, reopening schools remains a politically charged issue. The debate over in-person schooling remains at the forefront of national coronavirus crisis, fulfilling tensions between state and other local authorities. In Florida, Hillsborough Public Schools revised its original plans last week and decided to only offer virtual classes, defying state orders. Last month, the state's Department of Education issued an executive order to require all brick and other model schools to open at least 5 days per week for all students by August 31st. The Hillsborough County School Board needs to follow the law. It's that simple, Richard Corrigan, before the Florida's Education Commissioner told CNN in a statement this week. "These are urgent circumstances, and we cannot and will not ignore it." After talks with state officials, the Stuckey District is planning to begin virtual learning on August 24th and transition to brick and mortar a week later for those who want to come back on August 31st, the district said in a statement released Thursday. Taryn Finsky, a spokesperson with the Florida Department of Education, told CNN on Thursday that the agency was glad to see the school district work hard to ensure they provide families with a choice. Quote, "The key principle we said time and time again was to give a real choice and flexibility to families and students to provide the needs of all students, and we're glad they accomplished that," Finsky said in a statement to CNN. Some school districts in central Iowa, including the Des Moines Public Schools, are rejecting their state's guidance because it doesn't support full virtual learning. The Des Moines Public School had announced plans to offer classes online before Governor Kim Reynolds signed an order last month requiring all schools to teach at least half of all classes on campus. Reynolds said this week that the state officials in talks with several suburban Des Moines school districts to get them into compliance after educators said they were concerned the pandemic may later drive them to full online learning. The governor said in a briefing on Tuesday that she wants to go over the state's migration efforts with these new districts because every expert has said we have to get our kids back in school for a whole host of reasons. So there's a lot to think about there. Sorry, I was thinking a lot. There's a lot to think about there. Putting our kids back in school. Let me know what you guys think about that. I personally don't think it's a really good idea. You might think it's a great idea, and everybody is entitled to their own opinion. But when the kid dies or gets sick, it's gonna be that school's fault. Not going to be the parents' fault. Yes, the parents sent them, but like I was talking about the other day, that child is the school's responsibility. So, like, if I had a kid and I send them to school and that child gets killed, it's going to be the school's fault. I'm going to be arguing with the school. So they really need to think before they act. And, you know, that's one thing that they're not learning so well, but they'll have to learn it soon. Thanks for listening to today's episode of the podcast, and we'll catch you in the next one.